Hi, this week the question is, if Timothy McVeigh could speak now, what would he say? On April 19, 1995, the federal building in Oklahoma City was bombed by a terrorist named Timothy McVeigh. The federal building was completely destroyed and killed 168 people. Hundreds of others were wounded. On June 11, 2001, Timothy McVeigh was executed by the United States government, the first federal execution since 1963. McVeigh did not make a verbal statement before the execution, but in a handwritten statement, McVeigh quoted a section of the poem Invictus, which reads in part, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." McVeigh was 33 years old when he died. He considered himself the master of his own soul. Isn't that sad? Our question this week is, if it were possible for Timothy McVeigh to speak now, what would he say? I believe there is a Bible answer for this question. In fact, there is an example of this very thing happening. In Luke 16, I'm reading verses 19 through 31. The Bible says, "There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us.' Then he said, 'I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.' Abraham said to him, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' But he said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.'" Now, if Timothy McVeigh could speak with us today, he would say the very same things this rich man said in this text from the Scriptures. First, Timothy McVeigh would be begging for just a single drop of water to ease his pain and torment. McVeigh was not a Christian. He never obeyed the gospel. He died proclaiming himself to be an agnostic. According to the Bible, unbelievers will all share the same fate as the rich man in Luke 16. In Revelation 21, verse 8, the Bible says, "The unbelieving shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Second, if McVeigh could speak to men today, he would beg that one of his victims killed in the Oklahoma blast might go to his father's house and warn his family that they might not come to the same place where he was at. According to the Scriptures, the torment that comes to the unbelieving is so great that they never want anyone that they know to come to that place with them. It would only make the burdens of their punishment that much more great to see loved ones beside them. But we also learn that God will not allow the dead to arise merely to warn the living. He has given His divine word, and that's enough. If people will not listen to the inspired, inerrant, and divine word of God, they would not be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And third, if McVeigh could speak to us today, he would tell us that a man's soul is not extinguished when he dies on the earth. He would testify that men have a conscious existence after this life. He would testify that the reality of eternity is not to be taken lightly. Jesus said it like this in Matthew 16 and verse 26, For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? There's no answer to those two questions. There's nothing a man can give in exchange for his soul. As we close these thoughts, I would like for you to consider your own soul. Are you prepared to die and meet the Lord in judgment? If today were the last day for you on this earth, would you be prepared to meet the Lord? If you are not ready, you may well find yourself in the very same place Timothy McVeigh is at, and for all eternity. In Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, "Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 and 11, the Bible says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Again, our website is www.willofthelord.com. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.